Please stand.
Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening, and the day is almost over. Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory of the immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun, and we look to the evening light. We sing to Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Let my prayer rise before you as incense.
Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever.
Thank you. reading from 1 Samuel. There was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim, of the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, son of Elihu, son of Tohu, son of Zuph, an Ephrathite. He had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now this man used to go up year by year from his city to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. On the day when Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion, because he loved her, though the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival used to provoke her grievously to irritate her, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it went on, year by year. As often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. Therefore Hannah wept and would not eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart sad? Am I not more to you than 10 sons?" After they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. She was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head." As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved and her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli took her to be a drunken woman. And Eli said to her, "How long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered, "No, my lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for all along I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation." Then Eli answered, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your eyes." Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. They rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord. Then they went back to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. And in due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Samuel, for she said, "I have asked for him from the Lord." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Please join me in prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Some of you may know that on the basis of Holy Scripture, I often object to depictions of angels as effeminate or androgynous men with halos and wings. So I was glad to find online images we could use for free on our service outlines this Advent that, truer to Holy Scripture, depicted the angels simply as young men in white robes. My only real issue with the images that we are using is that the angel Gabriel sent to Zechariah in last week's second reading is depicted with different colored hair than the angel Gabriel sent to Mary in this week's second reading, but the same colored hair as the unidentified angel who appears to Joseph in next week's second reading. We might ask when artistic license takes away from art rather than adds to it. Likewise, in tonight's office hymn, Gabriel arguably did not have wings as drifted snow or eyes as flame, as Sabina Baring-Gould's composition or loose paraphrase of an earlier Basque carol text puts it. Those descriptions, for me, are almost insurmountable barriers to using that hymn. Regardless, with a hymn and a second reading describing how Gabriel comes to Mary, this week we continue this year's midweek Advent evening prayer services development of the theme Angels of Advent. Tonight's first reading, account of the priest Eli's telling Hannah that the Lord would give her a son, in some ways compares and contrasts to Gabriel's coming to Mary. We had our December elders meeting last night, so I did not get to see Kevin Costner's new holiday special titled The First Christmas. Not that I have TV reception at home to have watched it, even if I had been home. My mother did not care for the part of the show that she saw, but I don't know how widespread that sentiment was. Pete and Ellen sounded like they liked it. And no overnight ratings were yet available this afternoon when I checked. The show was described as exploring the hardships, trials, and triumphs that Mary and Joseph endured around the time of the birth of Jesus Christ. People never seem satisfied with what God has revealed to us, but always seem to want to explore other things.
In tonight's first reading, a deeply distressed Hannah prayed to the Lord, wept bitterly, and vowed that if the Lord would give her a son, she would give that son to the Lord. And eventually Eli told her that the God of Israel would grant her petition made to him. In tonight's second reading, Gabriel's initial greeting troubled Mary greatly. And while she apparently believed Gabriel's subsequent announcement that she would bear the Son of God, she asked the practical question, how that would be, which question Gabriel then answered. Both women went on to have their respective sons. Hannah conceived Samuel in the natural fashion, and Mary conceived Jesus in a supernatural fashion. And both women later sang similar psalm-like songs praising God for his salvation. We'll sing a version of Mary's song in a few moments. Like Hannah and Mary, we certainly are in need of the Lord's salvation. Like Elkanah, we may sin against God's institution of marriage. Like Peninnah, we might provoke and irritate our rivals. Like Hannah, we may not be content in our circumstances. Like Eli, we might assume the worst about someone. On account of our sinful nature and all of our actual sins, we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. But God looks upon our afflictions. He does not forget, but remembers us. And out of his great love, he gives us what we need, the Holy Spirit to lead us to repent, and so also the forgiveness of sins for his Son, Jesus' sake. In tonight's second reading, as Gabriel comes to Mary, Gabriel speaks of Jesus as Mary's and God's Son. And Gabriel describes Jesus as the promised king in David's line who would rule forever. God the Father and God the Holy Spirit were involved in the incarnation of God the Son, who thus has the divine and human natures that he needed in order to save us. No vows or actions on our part can earn God's favor to save us, but God saves us because of who he is. Tonight's additional psalm also reflects both on God's promised Messiah, the Savior, and on God's choice of his dwelling place and the blessings that go with that choice, blessings such as salvation, righteousness, and the joy that they bring. Sinners, like the rest of us who break God's covenant given through Moses, David's other successors broke God's special covenant with their family too. But Jesus kept God's commandments that we failed to keep. And on the cross, Jesus paid the price for our failing to keep them. Jesus also kept God's covenant with David's family. And risen from the dead, Jesus forever rules over all things for the benefit of his church. Eli served as God's messenger to Hannah. Messenger is one sense of the word angel. And God sent with his authority the angel Gabriel, a heavenly spirit creature, likely in the assumed form of a human man, also as a messenger to Mary. Hannah's son, Samuel, and Mary's son, Jesus, in turn, both served as prophets to God's people, as God's pastors do in our time. In the imagery of our additional psalm, here, where God has chosen to dwell in the form of his word and sacraments, those pastors in holy baptism clothe us in white robes of Christ's righteousness, and they satisfy us with the bread that is the body of Christ given for us and the wine that is the blood of Christ shed for us. As we heard in tonight's first reading, God's people have long partaken of portions of what has been sacrificed for them in order to share in the benefits of the sacrifice. As we sacramentally eat and drink Christ's body and blood, and so are forgiven and receive eternal life and salvation. Mary is often pictured as reading Holy Scripture when Gabriel comes to her. Even the Basque text that may be behind tonight's office hymn apparently describes her as worshiping the Lord of creation. Even if Mary was not reading Scripture or worshiping the Lord right at that moment, both Hannah's and Mary's songs would seem to indicate their familiarity with Holy Scripture. While God sent them both messengers to announce the births of their sons, in most cases we do without such divine messengers and messages. Still, God's word speaks to us in our personal devotional reading of Holy Scripture and in Holy Scripture's use in our public worship. Even without wings as drifted snow and eyes as flame, our pastors or others among our family and friends can provide more subtle spiritual direction. And like Mary, we can humbly submit ourselves to the Lord and to his purposes for us, serving him by keeping his commandments according to our various callings in life, according to our relationships in our families, congregations, and society. Tonight we've continued this year's midweek Advent theme, focusing on the angels of Advent, with how Gabriel comes to Mary. We've realized both our sin and God's forgiveness by grace for Jesus' sake. And we've appreciated God's sending his messengers also to us. Next week, we will consider how an angel appears to Joseph. May we thus be prepared with repentance to celebrate our Christmas observance of our Lord's having come once in the past in order to save us, to receive our Lord as he comes to us in his word and sacraments repeatedly in the present in order to forgive us, and to be with our Lord when he comes a final time in the future in order to dwell with us in glory forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
With his arm, he has scattered the proud in the imagination.
imagination of their hearts. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For Matthew and John, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For Donald and Greg, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For all those for whom our prayers have been requested, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Alleluia. Help, save, Comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. To stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Gracious God, you send messengers to declare to us your word about our salvation and your will for our lives. Help us always to submit to you as your servants and to bid it be to us according to your word. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Automatic moving motion.
Yeah, that was extra.
Very good.
I just
Bree, anything we need to know about tomorrow?
They start at 7 in the morning.
Okay.
And the way they're talking, they will be done Friday.
Wow.
I hope they're right.
Yeah, Friday is supposed to be nice weather yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I guess if anybody wants to come up here tomorrow, be prepared to park in the back, I guess.
Yeah, because I would think they're probably throwing, I don't know which side they're going to be chunking stuff off, stripping it all down.
Do they bring a dumpster in or something? Or
yeah, they're going to bring it.
That would probably
be
over here because it over there.
Yeah, trickier over there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. We're excited. Thanks for coordinating all that. And any other announcements? Look forward to bringing you to the door.